I've been to Paris in the summer. You don't want to go there in the summer. It's awful.
Film Forum's Bruce Goldstein says I shouldn't feel bad about being too broke to go to Paris this summer. In fact, he says I'll have a better time watching the French film noir double features he's screening through mid-September.
You save a lot of money on air conditioning if you sit in the theater for 4 hours. Also, when you go to Paris in the summer, there's no Miles Davis soundtrack in the background. And Jean Moreau is not walking down the sidewalk.
No one knows for sure how many New Yorkers are foregoing their vacations this summer due to the grim economic climate. But Chris Haywood of the city's tourism agency is determined to help those who are staying put.
We thought it would be an appropriate summer to encourage New York residents to discover their backyard and to help boost the local economy while discovering the authentic neighborhoods of the city.
Go Local is New York's staycation campaign. And to promote it, the city's unleashed street teams armed with giant beach balls, put chirpy ads in the back of taxis, and it's offering weekly online recommendations broken down by borough. I asked Haywood to tell me this week's Go Local go-to destination for my borough, Manhattan.
We don't want to make people feel that they're stuck in New York City and that this is the best that they can do. But it's not something so far-fetched to suggest that residents would line up and go up for a beautiful evening at the Empire State Building.
My coworkers are body surfing, camping, and hiking this summer. I can't look them in the face and say, I went to the top of the Empire State Building for my vacation.
You can have a really great vacation right here in New York City by crafting a subway road trip and going out all over the boroughs. And it's...
Suzanne Reisman just wrote a book called Off the Beaten Subway Track. It promises vacation-style getaways, all reachable by subway.
Jump on the Fort and take it to Burnside Avenue in the Bronx. And get off, you'll pass by the old aqueduct that brought our water down for many years from the Croton Reservoir. And then you can.
Many New Yorkers may have difficulty seeing the subway as conduit to vacation land. But still, Reisman's book is filled with quite a few interesting suggestions. Who knew that the A-Train offers an express trip to see the remains of St. Francis Xavier? Don't expect any European-style divine preservation, though.
She actually decayed like a regular person, but they did pour wax over her skeleton and they sort of made a new head for her.
I took the subway, ferry, and the bus to get to Fresh Kills, the Staten Island landfill that's being turned into a park.
You're now traveling where few members of the public have ever traveled before.
It's one of the more far-flung Go Local campaign suggestions. And Michael Morala, my tour guide, has promised me a wow moment.
Right now we're standing on the top of over 100 feet of trash from the city of New York that was deposited here over a course of over 50 years. But right now where we're standing, you could look at and see the Manhattan skyline. You could see the Empire State Building very, very clearly.
And what's that structure behind that tree over there?
The Staten Island Mall.
Personally, I found the methane gas pumps more interesting than the views. But one of my tour mates, Ira Weiss, definitely had a peak moment as we stood on what used to be a giant trash heap.
Most people here on Staten Island don't know this exists. Only when you come into it, like we're doing now, could you see how massive this really is. It was almost by luck that it turned out to be a landfill. And now we have the opportunity to really make an absolutely incredible park out of this.
A lot of the action in Don DeLillo's opus Underworld takes place at Fresh Kills, and the tour is the only public access available right now, so you could impress your friends and colleagues with a trip here.
Will you quickly take my picture here?
Absolutely.
My problem with the staycation meme is that there's just nothing cute or catchy about being too broke to take a vacation. But still, last year, 423,000 French people made New York City their vacation destination. And many of my colleagues tell me that they've actually never been to the top of the Empire State Building. For WNYC, I'm Benjamin Walker.